Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Coronado Public Library podcast. I'm your host, librarian Nick Burmeister. On today's edition of the podcast, we're going to talk about one old book, one newer book, and we're going to talk to Martin Kruming about the upcoming San Diego Botswana Scotland Storytelling Festival. And then I'll tell you about a couple other things that are happening at the library. So stick around, won't you? All right, we're going to start out with our older book today. It's The Number One Ladies Detective Agency by Alexander McCall Smith. The first novel in Alexander McCall Smith's widely acclaimed The Number One Ladies Detective Agency series tells the story of the delightfully cunning and enormously engaging Precious Ramotswe, who is drawn to her profession to help people with the problems in their lives. Immediately upon setting up shop in a small storefront in Gaborone, she is hired to track down a missing husband, uncover a con man, and follow a wayward daughter. But the case that tugs at her heart and lands her in danger is that of a missing 11-year-old boy who may have been snatched by witch doctors. That's The Number One Ladies Detective Agency by Alexander McCall Smith. Next, our newer book is also by Alexander McCall Smith. It's called A Promise of Ankles. For the residents of 44 Scotland Street, life in Edinburgh's intriguing new town is a thing to be relished. After all, there are new faces to excite Dominica's anthropological imagination, precious moments with his triplets for Matthew to savor, and the prospect of a trip to the promised land of Glasgow for young Bertie. But there are mysteries that need solving too. Could Angus Lordy's dog, Cyril, the only dog in Scotland with a gold tooth, have unearthed a Neanderthal skull? Does the long-suffering Stuart have any hope of kindling a new relationship when Bruce, ever the navel-gazer and consummate seducer, effortlessly steps into his pas de tout? And how will the patrons of Big Lou's Cafe react to the menu's eminent culinary transformation? The stories of this wonderfully vibrant cast may take unexpected turns, but the warmth and humor of Scotland's most recognizable address will ultimately affirm the joy life brings us all. That's A Promise of Ankles by Alexander McCall Smith. Next up, I chat with Martin Kruming about the upcoming San Diego Botswana Scotland Storytelling Festival. Okay, we're back here with Martin Kruming. He is a member of the Global Neighborhood Group and the group So Say We All. He's also one of the organizers for the San Diego Botswana Scotland Storytelling Festival, which is going to be happening Saturday, October 2nd at 1:30 p.m. here at the library in the Wynn Room. Thank you for showing up here, Martin.
Delighted.
Great. So the San Diego Botswana Scotland Storytelling Festival. I cannot think of three more disparate areas than San Diego, Botswana, and Scotland. Please tell us why we're bringing Botswana and Scotland together for a story time, for a storytelling festival here.
Well, it goes back to Alexander McCall Smith, who is probably one of the world's greatest storytellers, mm-hmm. and was a former judge and attorney in Southern Africa, including Botswana. Mm-hmm. And let me just take a sidestep and briefly explain the Global Neighborhood Project. We came across this in a serendipity method manner. In many years ago, a young teacher from Azerbaijan stayed in our neighborhood through a program administered by the US State Department. And we got to know him and we enjoyed being with him and wanted to continue the relationship. We didn't know where Azerbaijan was. We couldn't spell it. We had no clue. So we wrote a letter to the ambassador of Azerbaijan in Washington and said, "Dear Mr. Ambassador, if you give us a neighborhood, any size, anywhere in your country, we will work in a collaborative manner," we being our neighborhood of 900 people, "in a collaborative method manner on projects that focus on education and culture." So eventually we developed a partnership with a neighborhood in Baku, the capital. And then we moved on and said, if we can do it in Baku and Azerbaijan, let's stay off the map. So we have partnerships in Latvia, in Mongolia, and Botswana, among Great. Others.
Yeah.
So we got together and said, what project can we do? Speaking to Botswana, who our partner is the University of Botswana. And we said, what about a storytelling festival? So we had San Diego, they had Botswana, and now, because of Alexander McCall Smith, we said, why not link up with Scotland? And that's what we've done. So as you take three disparate areas, how do you pull them together? This is the way you do it, through stories.
I mean, Scotland has a great storytelling tradition. Botswana has a great storytelling tradition. It's not like this is coming out of nowhere. That it's just that these two spots are just so so far away from each other, you know, culturally, geographically. And it's going to be great because, I mean, you think about what connects people, and it's really stories. And so if we can connect people, you know, through stories from two such different places like Botswana and Scotland, I mean, that just sounds spectacular to me. So the Global Neighborhood, how did Alexander McCall Smith link up with the Global Neighborhood program?
Well, many of us had read his books. Okay. He did a series of books, a detective series in Botswana, which
very
were very successful.
Very popular at the library.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the BBC picked it up. And then he moved back to Scotland, which, as you mentioned, has a wonderful storytelling history.
Yes, it does.
So we have not spoken to Alexander McCall Smith, but he was the inspiration for this project. He knew Botswana and Southern Africa. He knew Scotland, and he had been to the bookstore Warwick's in La Jolla. Mm-hmm. To promote one of his books on a tour.
Regular partner
so
of the library. Yep.
That was, in a sense, the connection between Alexander McCall Smith and San Diego. And as you say, it's a great connector. Storytelling is one of the prime areas that we focus on with the Global Neighborhood Project, because mm-hmm. everybody's got a story, no matter who they are in the world. And those stories connect with people.
True. So we're doing the San Diego, Botswana, Scotland Storytelling Festival. Again, it's Saturday, October 2nd at 1:30 here in the library wind room. What can people expect at this at the festival going on?
Well, when they arrive, and they'll probably start arriving about 1 o'clock or so, they'll be met by a man named David Samara, who is a wonderful Scottish Highland bagpiper.
Okay.
And David was recommended by the Celtic Corner, which is just a few blocks down from the Coronado
yep.
Library.
Been there many years.
Yeah. And then we will have some remarks by Sean, who is the director of the library, myself, to explain this connection. And then we really get into the guts of it. There's a woman named Marnie von Wolpert, who's a city council member on the San Diego City Council. And the connection was that she was a Peace Corps volunteer in Botswana several
oh.
years ago.
Okay.
And she's gonna join us. And then we have a number of storytellers from three of the most significant storytelling associations in San Diego. Storytellers of San Diego, the Black Storytellers of San Diego, and So Say We All storytelling organization. In addition, we've got a journalist from NBC San Diego, who is probably one of the most prominent television anchors in Gaborone, which is the capital of Botswana, before moving to San Diego. And she'll be joining us. And all these people will share a story with the theme of connections. That's all they have been told. So it'll be a surprise for everybody. And then between storytellers, we've got a guitar player who's the mayor-elect of the city of Del Mar, Dwight Worden, who's also an environmental lawyer. And he's a marvelous guitarist. And he'll tell his story. And then we'll end with some people from Botswana coming in by videotape and a poet, a young poet, and a storyteller from the town of Aberfeldy in the Scottish Highlands. And then as people go out, they will have wonderful music from a South African drummer who lives in San Diego, who grew up in South Africa.
Oh, great.
And so it'll be fun. It'll be lively. We're going to have some South African food, some Scottish food that people can enjoy, plus the cafe at the library.
That's it. Well, we're all looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a really unique experience, and it's going to be, you know, a really fun one too. I'm looking forward to it. Again, it's the San Diego Botswana Scotland Storytelling Festival. It's going to happen Saturday, October 2nd at 1:30 here at the library in the Wynn Room, and it's presented by the Global Neighborhood Project. So we're excited to have you here. We're excited to put on the event.
Nick, thank you very much for the support, the interest. Very much appreciated.
Okay, that's going to do it for this edition of the Coronado Public Library podcast. But before you leave, I'd like to talk about two upcoming programs that we're going to be having here at the library. First is an exclusive luncheon and talk with the author Lacey Crawford. She's the author of a recent memoir called Notes on a Silencing, which is an acclaimed account of being assaulted as a young girl and the depths of power, privilege, and shame unearthed in her investigation. She'll be at the library to discuss her book, and she'll sign copies of it as well. There's a $40 fee, which goes to the Friends of the library. That includes a luncheon and a signed copy of the book. The event is Thursday, September 30th at 11:30 a.m. here in the library in the Wynn Room. You can reserve your spot at cplevents.org. Again, September 30th, it's a Thursday, 11:30 a.m. The author, Lacey Crawford, will be discussing her memoir, Notes on a Silencing. And you can get your tickets, reserve your spot at cplevents.org. I'd also like to remind everybody that every Friday in the autumn, until November 5th at least, we'll be having our annual concert series. All concerts are live streamed also on the Facebook page. They happen at 1 o'clock every Friday here in the Wynn Room, and you can come on by and hear some great music. There's piano players, horn players, all kinds of different instruments are represented this year. But every Friday at 1, come by for the Autumn Concert Series. That's going on until November 5th. So that's going to do it for today's podcast. I'd like to thank Martin Kruming for coming in and talking about the upcoming Storytelling Festival. Thanks a lot, and have a great day.